The scene opens in a granny hurling factory in Tooting.
Woo! Pew!
Pew! Ah, my masterpiece. Don't move, Moriarty. Keep that pose. How Michelangelo would have envied me.
What are you making?
A pill, Moriarty.
Sapristi? You mean you made me pose in the nude to model for a pill?
I wasn't using all of you, just a certain area. Round off the pill with sandpaper. There, swallow that.
Oh, what delicious sandpaper. Banana, the flavor of the month box. Ow, 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 more.
Pay attention. I have invented this pill to make us rich.
You mustn't be too ambitious, Gridpipe. We've already owned 3 pieces of brown paper and a conker.
Don't let that dazzle you. We must go on. Remember, there comes a tide in the time of every man's affairs. You know who said that, Moriarty?
You did. I just heard you. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Ah, Shakespeare.
Ignorant swine. It was Henry V, the great writer. You know the old Apollo Theater?
Yes.
Well, he wrote that.
What a beautiful tune.
Now, I must get into this mess of change. Now, stand on your head in this bucket of lukewarm boiling water, would you? Now I pour this bottle of rancid yak butter over your knees. Next, I hold this copy of The Feathered World under your nose and fit this cricket ball under your chin. There. Next, I haul you up to the ceiling.
What are you going to do now?
Just talk to you. Can you hear me talking?
Only in words.
Splendid. Splendid, my thing, little hyming a tum.
Thank you.
I shall just use words then.
Words? It's a miracle, I tell you.
You thin-legged steamer, you. This pill is the only known and unknown cure for the spawn plague.
Spawn? Spawn? Is it catching?
I don't know. No one's ever had it. You have it in a nutshell.
But how do you know people are going to start catching the spawn plague, Gridpipe?
Oh, just leave that to me. I have certain oglers on the Sprott and Ingham Blue and the...